Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Raymond talked all year about being aggressive. This does not strike me as aggressive. 27-yard try for Mitch Jeter. And it's not a fake. And he hit the left upright. It's no good.
Sean McDonough on the call right here on The Fan, ESPN Radio, as that was the nail in the coffin for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They fall to the Ohio State Buckeyes 34-23. That missed field goal right there, it was 31-15 at that point. Mm-hmm. You're sitting there and you're going, but why? Well, you're playing the numbers game down 31-15, that you're down by 16 points. That would have made it a 13-point game. You would have needed two scores somehow. I don't necessarily agree with
that. Doesn't really. I mean, even the analytics said go for the touchdown there.
But they absolutely did. But your offense, in the way that they were operating, told you, you can't really score that quick.
Mm, yeah. Which is why you go get those points then and there. But
and I think it's hindsight too, because they went down, they scored on a quick drive after that, on a 2 minute drive that made it 31-23, the event, almost final score there, yeah. Right? And at that point, you're sitting there going, see, they should have gone for it and gotten the touchdown. I was confused by some of the decisions that Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame made, mainly the fake punt that they went for. Mm-hmm. That one didn't make sense because it's 4th and 2. You're going to have your backup quarterback throw that out route instead of just keeping your offense on the field.
Which Riley Leonard, if you're going to, like, the only functional running that you had all game was him plowing forward in short yard situations.
Boy.
Because you couldn't get anything else otherwise. Just kind of rolling this thing back. The score is 31-7.
Mm-hmm.
They find Emeka Ebuka, and he breaks free. And he looks like he's off to the races, and he's got poor ball security. Notre Dame forces the fumble.
Mm-hmm.
At that point in time, if Ebuka doesn't fumble the ball, this game is over. Ohio State was still had their foot down, stepping on the neck of Notre Dame, and they are mauling them up and down the field. That fumble rattled Ohio State, and it got Notre Dame a little bit of juice. And that was kind of the point, hilariously, Lou Holtz was making about them not being able to play in a tight game kind of situation, because Ohio State got tight, and they all of a sudden they did start making mistakes, and they did start questioning themselves, and they can't sit there and be the team that just grinds you into dust. That's not who they are. That's not their MO. Now, they can ring points up on you.
Yep.
But trying to salt the game away by just pounding the ball, that's not really who they are. And as they did that, it gave Notre Dame another chance and another chance and another chance, mm-hmm. because Ohio State got out of their DNA of just swinging for the fences.
But they end up, that was a no-doubter.
Oh, yeah. I said that the line should have been 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, again, if Ebuka scores, this thing's sideways. I mean, they hang, 40-plus on them, and maybe Notre Dame gets another touchdown. It ends up being like a 41-14 game.
You know what the average final score of a college football playoff game or final has been?
No.
Since we've had the four-team final? 41.8 to 21.7.
Blowouts.
Yeah. This one was a little bit closer. And I think exactly why the expansion of the college football playoff from 2-4, 4-12. This is why people wanted it, and this is why it worked. Because Ohio State would not have been in a four-team playoff. If this was a year ago, Ohio State would have been at home. And I've been saying this since Stanford with Andrew Luck got left at home, and they ended up having to go and win the Orange Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It is that the best team in college football isn't always the one with the best record over the course of the season. It is a team that is playing the best at the end of the year. And you could even say that with Ohio State losing to Michigan, they weren't.
No.
But that team was so talented. Talent took over. And I'm really glad that Ryan Day didn't pull the nobody believed in us card.
We were waiting for
that game. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because it wasn't that nobody believed in the talent of Ohio State. They didn't believe in Ryan Day to get him over the hump. And I will say this about Ryan Day. Ryan Day got them over that hump. Ryan Day is the reason why they were able to harness all of that talent and put it together. All the critics and all the naysayers to Ryan Day will say, oh, well, they're just ultra talented. No, you have to be able to harness that.
Well,
because
we've seen great teams.
We have seen so many great teams not fulfill the talent that they have.
Specifically Ohio State.
He got them over that hump. And that four-game run in the playoffs was masterful. Mm-hmm. It was masterful by Chip Kelly as the offensive coordinator, who was in his bag again last night with play recall and going back to the well on things that he's done 3 and 4 years ago, plays that they installed this past week.
That counter to, was it Judkins? I think it was Judkins, where they run the fly motion off the tight end, and it looks like everything's going left. Everybody goes left, and he hits that cutback as designed.
He did it with Jeremiah Smith on that touchdown, too, where he short motioned him like he's going over the top in an orbit motion.
Brings him right back,
and nobody's there. Like, that was something. That was the same play Alabama ran with Devontae Smith. Mm-hmm. Like, he was in a play-calling mode. And look, for Ryan Day, it may have been just letting Chip do his damn thing in the playoff.
Yeah.
Because this offense went to another level. Jim Knowles and the soul searching that they did after they played Oregon and lost to Oregon in October. And they said, we need to change some stuff. Their defense has been completely different ever since then. That Ohio State team, they also faced adversity early in that game where if Notre Dame was going to win that game, we talked about this, like, I don't know how they score enough points. And that's really what ended up happening, is that they couldn't score enough points because Ohio State was going to get theirs. We knew that they were going to get theirs. But the way that Notre Dame was going to stay in that game was exactly how they started it. 18 plays, 75 yards, 9 minutes, and 45 seconds off the clock. They were going to have to sustain drives, keep the offense off the field for Ohio State, and just plug away. What ended up happening where that game got out of hand is after that opening drive where they went 18 plays and 75 yards and take damn near 10 minutes off the clock.
They got nothing.
They did not pick up a first down for another 27 minutes and 23 seconds of game time. Not real time.
That's like an hour of real
time. Of game time. It was like the 6:45 mark of the third quarter was the next first down that that Ohio State gave up to Notre Dame. That's not how you were going to do it. And in that span, in that 27 minutes and 23 seconds of game time, Ohio State scored on every single drive. They scored on their first four consecutive drives, and it was 31-7. Like, they scored 31 unanswered, and we're like, deuces, that's game.
Well, even with that first drive from Notre Dame, you kind of came out of that one realizing that, yeah, they had the ball almost 10 minutes and Riley Leonard ran the ball nine times.
And even at that touchdown,
you're like, this is not sustainable.
No. But if they were going to have a chance to win, that's exactly what they were going to have to do. And you're going to have to peel off some first downs, though. And you're going to have to, your drives that didn't finish in touchdowns, you were going to have to, you know, milk and bleed a lot of that time off and keep Will Howard and Jeremiah Smith and Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson on the sidelines the entire time. Well, as it was, even a blink of an eye, you were back off the field. That offense was on. And Will Howard, dude, his playoff run, and I always say this, game manager is not a bad label. I think it is a really good label. He played about as perfect as a game manager could play in the playoffs. His four-game stretch, he completed 82 of 109 pass attempts.
Including 14 of 15 in the first half in the championship game.
That was 75% of his passes in the final four games. He threw for 1,150 yards in four games. 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Mm-hmm. His 2 interceptions, they did not come when they were trailing or the game was tied.
Yeah.
They both came with leads. And so that's about as damn good of a performance as you could ask for a guy that he's not the elite quarterback.
No.
Everybody around him is, But that's what you need from that guy. Efficiency and take care of the damn ball.
And one of those interceptions was against Texas when he was, it was very clearly him trying to force the ball to Jeremiah Smith because he hadn't touched the ball all game.
Yeah, that was about as good as you can get